share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin announced on national television that people who have been fully vaccinated will be able to benefit from the relaxation of certain restrictions. An individual who is fully vaccinated is defined as those who have had two shots of their vaccines, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Sinovac, 14 days after their second dose, and those who have had one dose of their vaccine, CanSino and Johnson, 28 days after their vaccination. Leniency for quarantine and travel. Coming into Malaysia, all travelers, whether a Malaysian citizen or foreigner who has a residence or home in Malaysia, permanent residence or under Malaysia My Second Home, that return to the country from overseas and are fully vaccinated will be allowed to undergo mandatory quarantine at home and will be given a digital house surveillance order, HSO. In order to do that, they will have to submit an RT-PCR test, which must be negative, and conducted 3 days before departure. They must have no symptoms when screened at the international arrivals gate, show proof that they are fully vaccinated and have a suitable place of residence for quarantine. The length of quarantine will be determined by the Ministry of Health, KKM, according to the National Security Council, MKN. Long-distance married couples. All long-distance couples who are fully vaccinated are allowed to travel inter-district and interstate to meet their spouses. They will need to provide the following documents when submitting their application form for travel at the police station. Identification cards of husband and wife, copies of the marriage solemnization certificates, copies of the COVID-19 vaccination digital certificate of husband and wife, and copies of documents that prove their differing place of residence or a verification letter from the employer. Long-distance parents. For those fully vaccinated parents who live apart from their children, they will be able to travel inter-district and interstate to meet their children who are under the age of 18 years old. They will need to provide the following documents when submitting their application form for travel at the police station. Identification cards of parents and birth certificate of the child, copies of the COVID-19 vaccination digital certificate of the parents, and the child's schooling information, if applicable. Relaxation of SOPs in the social sector. The relaxation of SOPs is only applicable for fully vaccinated people in states under phases 2, 3 and 4 of the National Recovery Plan. See the graphic below to identify which phase your state is in. The relaxation encompasses inter-district travel, no interstate travel, dining in at restaurants, doing non-contact sports and outdoor group activities, and tourism activities within the same state. It is essential for an individual to present their COVID-19 vaccination digital certificate when asked to prove that they are fully vaccinated. For illustration purposes only, even though there is a relaxation of restrictions for those who are fully vaccinated, everyone should still abide by the SOPs in order to protect those around them. Also read. Finally, here are all the relaxed COVID-19 SOPs that fully vaccinated Malaysians can enjoy. Source. MKNL Facebook source, MKNL Facebook source, MKNL Facebook source, MKNL Facebook source, The Borneo Post. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.